Well, we want to welcome you to the church today.
我们今天欢迎各位到我们的 教堂来。
Hope you're enjoying the 4th of July holiday weekend.
希望大家能够很高兴今天是美国的国庆日。
This morning we'll be looking at Galatians chapter 6 verses 1 through 10.
我们今天要从圣经里面看加拉太书第六章一节到第十节。
The title of the message is Fulfilling the Law of Christ, the Liberty of Love.
今天我们的主题是在爱中的自由成全基督的律法。
America is a great country.
美国是一个很伟大的国家。
Only in America, we park on the driveway and drive on the parkway.
只有在美国，我们车停在家门前的停车位，车倒是开在公路上。
Only in America can a pizza get to your house faster than an ambulance.
只有在美国才会有送披萨饼比救护车到你家到得更快。
Only in America we can, when we transport something by car, we call it a shipment.And when we transport something by a ship, we call it cargo.
在美国，当我们用车运货的时候，我们称它为货运；当我们用船来运货的时候，我们称它为船货。
Only in America do people order double cheeseburgers, large French fries, and a diet coke.
只有在美国，会有人要叫一客有两片乳酪的汉堡，加上大包的薯条，跟无糖的保健的可口可乐。
Only in America do we park $20,000 cars on the street and we store $200 worth of junk in our garage.
只有在美国我们会把一辆值$20,000的车子停在路边却把只值$200的破铜烂铁收藏在车库里。
Only in America do we buy hot dogs in packages of 10 and buns in packages of 8.
只有在美国我们会买一包有十个热狗的但是用来包热狗的面包一包只有八个。
Only in America do we have interstate highways in Hawaii.
在美国的夏威夷竟然有洲际的高速公路。
Only in America when everybody is driving slow, we call it rush hour.
在美国当大家开车很慢的时候我们称它为交通的巅峰期。
America is a great country and it is a land of the free.
美国确实是一个很伟大的国家也是一个自由的乐土。
Freedom is never free.
但是自由从来不是白白得来的。
It sounds like a paradox, but when you say it, it is true. Freedom is never free.
听起来似乎有矛盾但是确实如此自由绝对不是白白得来的。
As John Adams signed the Declaration of Independence, he said, Whether we live or die, sink or swim, succeed or fail, I stand behind this Declaration of Independence.
当约翰亚当斯签署了独立宣言的时候，他说，不管是生是死，是在游泳或是被溺死，成功或失败，我支持这个独立宣言。
And if God wills, I'm ready to die in order that this country might experience freedom.
只要是神的旨意，我会为他献身，让这个国家可以经历到完全的自由。
It was that kind of patriotism which led men armed with little more than hunting rifles to engage in a battle with what was the most powerful nation in the world.
就是这种爱国的主义，让许许多多的人只拥有猎枪就愿意上战场，捍卫自由，使美国成一个最强大的国家。
Many of our forefathers paid a terrible price in the Revolutionary War, but finally they won the victory so that you and I might be citizens of this land of the free and home of the brave.
我们的先祖在美国独立战争时付上极大的代价，但是最后还是战胜了，所以今天你我才能成为这个自由之地、勇士之家的公民。
We have great freedom in our country, which gives us freedom in the person of Jesus Christ.
今天我们既然有在基督里的自由
With this freedom we have in Christ, we have responsibilities to our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ.
所以我们对我们在肢体里的弟兄姐妹今天我们就有责任。
Paul challenges us this morning as Christians to live in the liberty of Christian love.
保罗今天向我们活在基督爱里有自由的基督徒做一个挑战。
And this love is demonstrated by the fruit of the Spirit in our lives.
这个爱是在圣灵里的果子里面彰显出来。
And how is this dynamic lifestyle characterized by love and joy and peace and long-suffering and all the other virtues fleshed out in this church and in the world?
但是这拥有爱、喜乐、和平、恒久忍耐和其他美德、强而有力生活方式，如何能在这世界和教会里活出来呢？
In this passage, Paul outlines how we can truly love one another and love those who are outside the church.
保罗勾画出我们如何能在教会里彼此相爱，且爱教外之人。
And when we truly love one another within the church, it is a testimony to those who are outside the church of the Lord.
当教外的人看到我们彼此相爱，他们就会被吸引到神的面前来。
A church that sows biblical love reaps eternal life.
教会种下圣经里面所提到的爱，就能收获到生命。
Then with the next slide, we see the opportunities to care.
下面一张图片，我们要看我们关怀的机会。
Like a magnet, love attracts people and will lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
就像一个吸铁池，爱能吸引人，带领他们到主基督面前来。
First of all, Paul says that we are to restore those who are in trespass.
第一个，保罗提醒我们，我们要挽回那些被过犯所剩的人。
Brothers, it's in chapter 6 of Galatians verse 1.
在加拉太书6章1节里面如此说。
Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself so that you also may be tempted.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心。
Preacher was preaching on the theme of sin. He asked if anyone had ever heard of a perfect person.
有位传道人在讲道的时候，他的主题是讲到罪。他问有没有人听说过有谁是个完人。
A man in the back raised his hand. He said, "I don't know him, but I've heard a lot about him. He's my wife's first husband."
有一位坐在教堂后面的人举起手来说：“我虽然不认得这个人，但时常听到关于他的事情。他就是我太太的前夫。”In
this verse, what does it mean to be caught by a sin?
这节经典里面到底被过犯所胜是什么意思？
It's the idea of not choosing to sin, but kind of being caught by a sin that's chasing you.
它的意思是说，你并不是选择去犯罪，而是我们被罪所缠。
It's the idea of someone running from sin, but sin being faster overtakes that person and catches him.
就像有一个人，他想要逃避罪，但是罪跑得比他更快，追上了他。
And this passage, we must clearly distinguish between a Christian who stumbles and falls from one who has a deep-seated rebellion and refuses to accept correction and repent.
在这里我们需要能够分别基督徒被罪绊倒。 还是因为从心里的反叛，不愿意接受纠正，也不肯悔改。
Says the one who trips and falls and slipping off the straight and narrow path of obedience, that's the kind of person that the Lord wants us to restore. And he's actually the only one we actually can restore as a church.
这里所指的是有一个人被罪绊倒，从遵行神的话语的正路上走歪了，需要帮助挽回。
The word sin here has the idea of a false step, a stumbling or a falling.
罪在这里这个字包含有失脚、绊倒或跌倒的意思。
The person fails to keep up his guard and he's overtaken by a sensual desire.
这个人没有好好的看好自己，被罪和私欲所胜。
And the word restore has the idea of where the disciples were mending a net or setting a bone.
挽回这个字在这里，我们可以来用形容，像门徒在补渔网的时候，或者在修补断了的骨头。
And this should result in that bone being usable, helpful again.
结果应该是让骨头能够长回去，能够恢复它的功能。
Restoring here is not about punishment; it's about discipline.
挽回在这里指的是管教，不是责罚。
Punishment looks back at the offense and it seeks to inflict pain. We want to punish this person.
责罚是往后看，看他所以前所犯的过，用意是要让这个人受一些痛苦。
Discipline looks forward to recovery and to restoration.
管教是前瞻，目的是要恢复跟挽回。
When someone has fallen or they've sinned, there's many choices that we can make.
当有人跌倒的时候，或是犯了罪，我们会有很多的选择。
Paul says we should pick that person up.
保罗在这里说，我们要把他扶起来。
And in doing so, we will fulfill the law of Christ.
那如果我们这样做的话，我们就完全了基督的律法。
I heard a story about a man who fell in a pit and he couldn't get himself out of this pit.
我听到有一个故事，是关于有一个人他跌在坑里的故事，自己上不来。
A subjective person came along and said, "I feel for you down there."
有一个很主观的人来到，就跟他说，我很同情你，你掉在那个坑里。
The objective person walked by and said, "It's logical that someone would fall into a pit like this."
有一个很客观的人来到，就跟他说，我很能理解为什么有人会跌到这个坑里面去。
The Pharisee said, "Only bad people fall into pits."
法利赛人说，只有坏人会跌到这个坑里面。
The mathematician came by and said, "Let me see how deep that pit is."
一位数学家他就说，让我来算算坑到底有多深。
A news reporter came by and said, "Let me do an exclusive story on this pit."
有位记者要独家采访有关这个坑的故事。
IRS agent came by and said, "Are you paying taxes on that pit?"
查税局的人要知道到底他有没有为这个坑付过税。
A very self-pitying person came by and said, "You haven't seen anything until you've seen my pit."
一个自怜的人说，你要看见这个坑，你才会理解这个坑有多可怕。
A fire and brimstone preacher came by and said, "You deserve to be in that pit."
一个充满能力的传道人会说，这坑本来就是你该得的。
A Christian scientist came by and said, "That pit is only in your mind."
有一个基督教教派叫做 Christian scientist， 他们的结论是坑并不存在，只是在你的幻觉里面而已。
A psychologist came by and looked at the person in the pit and he said, "Your mother and father are the blame for you being in this pit."
一位心理学家注意到说，这一定是你的父母亲待你不好，所以你会掉进这个坑里面去。
A self-esteem therapist came by and said, "Believe in yourself, and you can get out of this pit."
一位帮助治疗自卑者的说，相信你自己，并能帮助你从坑里面上来。
The optimist said, "Things could be worse."
一个乐观者说，可能有比这个更糟的情形会发生。
The pessimist said, "Things couldn't be worse."
一位悲观者就说，没有比这个更糟的事了。
And Jesus, seeing the man in the pit, took him by the hand.And lifted him out of the pit.
但是耶稣看到这个人，就举起手，把他从坑中提上来。
In life, things happen around us.
在我们生命里面，很多的事情在我们的身边会发生。
Things happen to us.
那有些事情在我们自己的身上会发生。
But the only thing that really matters is what happens in us.
但是最重要的乃是什么事在我们心里面发生。
What kind of a person is the person who reaches down and lifts another person out of the pit?
怎么样的人会在坑里面举起手来把那个人扶上来呢？
First of all, it is a spiritually mature person. Let's look at another, yeah, overhead.
第一个就是一个属灵成熟的人。
First Corinthians, it's a person who is filled with the Word of God. It's a person who is walking in the Spirit of God.
这个人是充满有神话语，行在灵里面的人。
First Corinthians 12:10 says, "So when you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall."
哥林多前书十章十二节如此说，所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
So when we get ready to reach down and help someone out of a pit, realize that we could have been that person in that pit as well.
当我们预备要去将这个在坑里面扶上来的时候，我们自己要注意到我们自己，知道说我们也可能像他一样，也会跌在坑里的。
Another quality that you must have if you're going to help a person get out of the pit is you have to have a spirit of gentleness.
另外一个很重要的我们需要有的，如果我们要帮助这个人从坑里上来的，是要我们要用温柔的心。
First Thessalonians 5:14 says, "Encourage the timid, help the weak, and be patient with everyone."
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十四节说，勉励灰心的人，扶助软弱的人。也要向众人忍耐。
If we're going to be a church that truly expresses love and reaps eternal life, we must bear up those who have a burden.
如果我们要真的能够帮助这些人，那我们一定要能够同情他们，能够来帮助他们。
We're going to look at Galatians chapter 6 and verses 2 through 5.
我们来看加拉太书第六章二到五节。
Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完成了基督的律法。
If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。
Each one should test his own actions, then he can take pride in himself without comparing himself to someone else.
个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。
For each one should carry his own load.
因为每一个人需要担当自己的担子。
A man was walking down the road with a sack of potatoes on his shoulder.
有一个人在路上抬着一袋马铃薯，国内叫土豆。
The potatoes were so heavy that as he was carrying them, it was causing sweat to come on his brow.
马铃薯太重了，然后他直冒汗。
Someone with a pickup truck came by and offered him a ride.
有人开了个吉普车，让他乘坐。
He climbed in, but he kept the sack of potatoes on his shoulder.
但是他坐进去之后，继续扛着他那一袋马铃薯。
After a while, the driver looked over and said,
过了一阵子，这个开车司机就跟他说，
Put that sack of potatoes on the floor and just relax.
把那个重担放下来吧，轻松一下。
He replied, No, sir, I'll not do it.
他回答说，对不起，我不能如此做。
It's enough that you would carry me down the road. I'm not going to have you carry this sack of potatoes too.
你带我到城里去，我已经不好意思了，哪能叫你帮我带着这么重的东西呢？
God wants us, when someone has a heavy burden, he wants us to hold them up.That we might fulfill the law of Christ.
当有人在担重担的时候，我们要扶起他来。
The next passage of scripture what we want to look at is Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 and 14.
加拉太书第五章第十三到第十四节。
It says here, brothers, you my brothers were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself.
因为全律法都包在“爱人如己”这一句话之内。
In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 3, it has the idea that the ground is level at the foot of the cross. There's no one any better than anyone else.
加拉太书六章第三节告诉我们，在十字架底下，地是平的。
And then verse 4 says that we're to love each other and we're not to have, we're to be without comparison.
在加拉太书第六章第四节告诉我们，不要跟别人相比。
Says in verse 4 that we're to look at our own actions.
他说我们要看自己的行为。
And our standard is not each other, but our standard is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的标准应该是神，他是完全。
And verse 5, without contradiction.
三点是在加拉太书六章五节，没有抵触。
The burdens they were talking about previously were very heavy burdens, but this is a burden that would be illustrated by a soldier carrying a pack on his back.
给刚才我们所看的那个经文讲到是很重的一个担子，但是在这段经文里面，它是用来形容一个士兵他所要扛的兵器。
It's a burden that's assigned to each believer.
这个重担是耶稣给他门徒所给的这个重担。
There are certain burdens that each believer has to carry on his own. He cannot share these with others.
有些基督徒的责任或者是重担是每一个信主人他应该自己背起来的，是不能跟别人分享的。
Remember Jesus in Matthew chapter 11 says, My yoke is easy and my burden is light.
在马太福音里面，耶稣提醒我们说他的担子是轻省的。
So the second point is we have opportunities to share and to sow.
下面一点，我们要讲到分享跟撒种的机会。
We first of all will look at the practice of sharing, Galatians chapter 6, verse 6.
我们先来看加拉太书第六章第六节，关于我们怎么样能操练分享。
Anyone who receives instruction in the Lord must share all good things with his instructor.
第六节说，在道理上受教的，当把一切需用的供给施教的人。
I want you to memorize this verse.
我希望我们可以把这节经节背起来。
Because As I share the word of God with you, you're supposed to share all good things with me.
当我跟你分享这个圣经里面的这个丰富的时候，你要跟我分享你所有的。
The last 2 days I've been down in Kentucky with our family, and we've had a family funeral.
前几天我在Kentucky 州跟我的家人在一起。
And down there, all Southern Baptist preachers like fried chicken.
在 Kentucky 所有这个美南浸信会的牧师都很喜欢吃炸鸡的。
I didn't see any tofu on the table down there.
我在那边的时候，我们所吃的东西没有包括豆腐的。
And also, there's a principle of sowing.
现在底下是一点是关于撒种的原则。
Verse 7 and 8 says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows."
第六章第七到第跟第八节，他说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
The one who sows to please his sinful nature, that nature will reap destruction. But the one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
And you know, brothers and sisters, as we live our life, we can see people who have sowed to these two particular fields, and we can see how it has devastated or it has blessed their lives.
我们在我们身边，我们肯定都观察到有许许多的人，他们有两种方式可以在田地里面撒种，撒种的结果可能是坏的，也可能是好的。
Verse 19 of Galatians chapter 5 says, "The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery."
加拉太书第五章十九节，他如此说：情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。
Idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, and factions.
二十节，拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。
And envy and drunkenness and orgies and the like, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
And then there's people who sow fields of the Spirit of Christ.
另外一类的人，他们所撒的种子是基督的灵。
Verse 22 of Galatians chapter 5 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness."
二十二节第五章如此说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Gentleness and self-control, against such there is no law.
这样的事没有律法禁止。
Those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and its desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲都钉在十字架上了。
Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
Let us not become conceited, provoking envy, provoking and envying each other.
不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
People who use their lives and sow their resources to satisfy their own sinful desires will reap a harvest of decay and death.
人们如果用他们的生命把资源撒在自己的私欲上，他们的收获会是败坏和死亡。
And those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
如此过生活的人不能承受神的国。
Even we who are believers, when we sow to the flesh, we bring the seeds of destruction into our lives.
即使我们信徒如果撒的是肉体，我们会把败坏的种子带到自己的生命里来。
But believers who sow their resources and invest their lives to please the Spirit have a far different harvest.
信徒把资源撒在投资，在对灵所喜悦，会有不同的收成。
You see, these people reap eternal life.
他们的收成会是永生。
And when God is at work in changing our lives, our experiences often make real differences in the lives of people around us.
当神在做工改变我们的生命的时候，我们的经历经常会影响改变在我们身边的一些人。
And we see Thirdly here, that we see the promise of the sowing.
第三点，我们现在看到撒种的应许。
Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9.
第六章的第九节。
Says, let us not become weary in well-doing, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we will not give up.
好，这里说我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
Puritan St. John Brown wrote, many Christians are like children. They would sow and reap the same day.
清教徒他名叫约翰布朗的，他说很多基督徒就像小孩子一般，他们同一天撒种，头一天收获。
Remember when you were a teenager, that's the way you used to think, I want it now.
当你年轻的时候，你是不是有同样的态度，我现在就要。
And then why should we not grow weary?
为什么我们不可丧志呢？
Because the harvest is sure.
因为我们一定会有收成的。
Because at the proper time or God's time, we will reap the harvest.
在合适的时候，是神的时候，我们会有收成的。
Now something outside the message, I wanted to share with you this morning. I took part in a funeral service yesterday at 2 o'clock for my cousin Gail Smith, who passed away as a result of complications with open heart surgery.
今天我想要跟大家分享这个周末在我们家所发生的事情。我们家的一位亲爱的家人因为心脏病发作去世。
Out of all my first cousins, she was the most godly, the most wonderful lady.
在我所有的子女当中，她是最可爱的一位。
She was 46 years old.
她46岁。
She was a mother of 4 children.
有四个小孩。
She was the principal of a local elementary school.
她是一个小学的在当地的一个小学的校长。
She had an influence over hundreds and hundreds of children.
她对上百个学生有影响的。
And yet the Lord took her.
但是神把她接去了。
And I said yesterday that the Lord gives and the Lord takes away.
昨天我就在想说神所赐的神取走了。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
神的名是可称颂的。
23 years ago she had lymphoma cancer.
23年前她曾经生过癌症。
And yet the Lord miraculously lifted her up and healed her.
但是神那次医治了她。
And yesterday we saw the legacy of love that she left.
昨天我们看到她的所遗留下来的这个遗产。
There were over 1,000 people that came the very first night to pay their respects to the family.
第一天晚上大家来瞻仰有上1000人左右。
Hundreds of people came the next day.
第二天大概有几百个人。
And when we had the funeral services, the funeral home couldn't hold all the people that wanted to be there to pay their respects to the family.
结果那个殡仪馆也不够位置，让所有人能够进来。
There were 3 pastors that preached the funeral service.
有三个牧师在那边做这个追思礼拜。
And the service lasted over 2 hours.
整个的过程有两个钟头以上。
At the end of the service, we actually had an invitation. We asked that people would come forward and trust Christ as their Savior.
在结束的时候牧师做一个呼召，说有谁愿意上来来接受主耶稣基督。
My cousin was, she planned out everything, like some of the ladies I know here.
就像我们当中的一些姐妹们她们已经做了很好的计划。
Before she had the surgery, she had her funeral service all planned out exactly how she wanted it to go.
即使在她没有死之前她已经计划好了她的这个追思礼拜应该要怎么样进行。
And on the very back of the paper that she wrote that, she had these words to say.
在最后她所计划的这个单子上面的最后她如此写。
My funeral should be a time of celebration.
在我葬礼上应该是一个庆祝的时节。
Be assured of this, that I'm in heaven with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我要让大家都知道我是在天堂与神同在。
The verse says, let us not grow weary in well-doing.
这里经节告诉我们说我们不可丧志。
For in God's time, we will reap the harvest if we will not faint or grow weary.
若不灰心, 到了时候就要收成。
We've had family members we've been praying for years and years.
我们有很多我们的家人, 我们, 常年的为他们祷告。
Before she went into the surgery, she looked at her father and she says, Dad, what's it going to take for you to come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior?
当他还没进手术房之前, 他跟他父亲讲说, 父亲, 到底怎么样你才会愿意来接受主耶稣基督?
She went through the surgery and she was doing very, very well for 12 days.
在他手术了之后, 似乎好像12天之内, 好像情况是蛮不错的。
And then for some reason, we're not really sure the Lord took her.
但是突然, 不知道什么原因, 神把他提走了。
On Tuesday of last week,
上个礼拜的礼拜二,
And on that afternoon, her dad came to know Jesus Christ as a Savior.
那天下午,
and yesterday, at the graveside, as we read the scriptures and prayed, we also gave an invitation.
昨天在坟墓旁边的时候, 我们也, 这个呼召, 看谁愿意来接受主耶稣基督。
And after I closed in a word of prayer,
当我结束祷告的时候,
one of my uncles brought my aunt Bertha up, who was 83 years old, and Bertha trusted Jesus Christ as her Savior.
Yeah, 我一位亲戚83岁的, 也决定要接受主耶稣基督。
And as soon as I was done talking with my Aunt Bertha, my Aunt Evelyn came up, who was close to 75 years old, and she trusted Christ as her Savior.
另外一位我们亲戚75岁, 他也决定要接受主耶稣基督。
So you know, we can't give up praying for those that we love.
所以我们不要丧志, 不要, 放弃。
Let us not grow weary in well-doing.
千万不要丧志, 在行善上不要丧志。
So not in our time, but in God's time, we will reap a harvest.
不一定是在我们的时间, 但是在神的时间, 一定会收成的。
You heard the story about the pastor. He was in his office and he was walking like this. He was going back and forth, walking in his office.
不知道你们听过关于一个牧师在他的办公厅里面, 这个杜方部, 这边走过来, 那边走过去。
And the two deacons came in and said, What are you doing?
两位执事进来, 他说, 你到底在干嘛?
He says, I'm in a hurry, but God isn't.
他说, 我有事情我很急, 但是呢, 神并不急。
Don't you feel like that sometimes?
你是不是感觉到有的时候我们是相似的情况?
You know, I really appreciate the testimony that was given this morning.
我今天是很感谢, 有姐妹在我们当中做见证。
Let me give you a little illustration about that.
让我, 给大家, 有一个, 一个故事, 一个例子。
Let me give you an illustration about a potato, an egg, and a cup of coffee.
这个例子里面是有包括马铃薯和土豆, 蛋还是, 咖啡。
The daughter complained to her father that her life was miserable, and she didn't know how she was going to make it.
有一个女儿向她的母亲, 父亲抱怨, 她说她的生命糟透了, 她不知道怎么样活下去。
She was tired of fighting and struggling all the time.
她不断地奋斗, 征战, 已经太累了。
It seemed just as if she had one problem solved, another one soon followed.
看来似乎一个问题解决了, 另外一个马上又出现。
So her father, who was a chef, took her to the kitchen.
他的父亲是一个厨子, 就带他去厨房。
He filled three pots of water and placed each of them on high fire.
他在三个锅子里面加满了水, 然后加热。
Once the pots began to boil, he placed potatoes in one pot.
三个锅子的水开始沸腾的时候, 他把马铃薯或土豆放在第一个锅子里。
He put eggs in the second pot.
蛋在第二个锅子里。
And ground coffee beans in the third pot.
咖啡豆在第三个锅子里。
And he let them all sit and boil.
然后就让他们在里面, 好好的在那边煮。
He did this all without saying a word to his daughter.
做这个事情的时候, 跟他女儿完全没说任何的话。
The daughter moaned and groaned impatiently and waiting, wondering what is this man doing?
女儿在那边呻吟, 没有耐心等着, 她想她爸爸到底在干什么。
After 20 minutes, he turned off the burners.
20分钟之后, 他爸爸把火给关了。
He took the potatoes out of a pot and put them in a bowl.
他就把马铃薯拿出来放在一个碗里面。
He took the eggs out of a pot and put them in the bowl.
把蛋拿出来放在另外一个碗里面。
And he ladled the coffee out and put it in a coffee cup.
然后把咖啡豆舀出来放在一个杯子里。
Turned to his daughter and he asked his daughter, "What do you see?"
他就问他女儿，你到底看到了什么？
Potatoes, eggs, coffee, Dad.
马铃薯蛋跟咖啡。
Look closer, he said, and touch the potatoes.
父亲说，你仔细的看一看，然后摸一摸这个马铃薯。
She did, and she noticed that the potatoes were soft.
她摸了一下，发现马铃薯很软。
Then he asked her to touch the egg and to break it.
他叫女儿把蛋拿出来，把它打破。
After pulling off the shell, she observed that it's a hard-boiled egg.
他把蛋壳剥完了之后，看到了一个硬硬的白煮的蛋。
Finally, she took a sip of the coffee, and it had rich aroma, and it brought a smile to her face.
最后，请他喝一下咖啡，咖啡的香味让他脸上露出了笑容。
Father, what does this mean? She asked.
他问他说，爸爸，这是什么意思？
Then he explained that the potatoes and the eggs and the coffee beans had each faced the same adversity, boiling water.
他解释，马铃薯蛋和咖啡豆都经过同样被煎熬的环境。
However, each one acted, responded differently.
但是他们每一个反应的结果是不一样的。
The potato went in strong and hard and unrelenting in the boiling water.
马铃薯刚进锅子里面的时候，是硬的，不退缩的。但是在沸腾的水里，它就变得又软又弱。
And it became soft and weak.
它变得又软又弱。
The egg was very fragile when it went into the water. It had a thin outer shell protecting the liquid interior until it was put into the boiling water.
蛋是很脆弱的，外壳是很薄的，用来保护里面的流质，一直到被放在沸腾的水里之后。
Then the inside of the egg became hard.
然后蛋的里面才会变硬。
However, the coffee beans were unique.
但是咖啡豆是很特别的。
After they were exposed to the boiling water, they changed the water and created something new.
他们在沸水里面把水改变了，结果出来是一个新的有香味的。
Which are you? He asked his daughter.
他问他女儿，你是哪一个？
When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond?
当逆境在叩你门的时候，你是如何反应？
Are you a potato? Do you just get soft and weak?
你是马铃薯变成又软又弱。
Are you an egg? You get hard and brittle and bitter?
你是那个蛋越变越硬，然后变得很苦毒。
Or are you like the coffee bean that you change the atmosphere around you through God working in your life?
还是你是个咖啡豆，结果出来的是馨香之气。
And finally, we see the progression of sowing, Galatians chapter 6:10.
最后我们来看加拉太书六章第十节，他劝我们要不断的撒种。
Therefore, as we have opportunity, let's do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
所以有了机会就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当如此。
For over 30 years, the Salvation Army and William Booth in particular were subject to some of the vilest persecution Christians had suffered in modern times.
救世军和他的创办人叫做威廉·布夫，30年来特别受到前所未有的逼迫。
But the general lived to see the day that his army would be honored around the world.
但是威廉却在有生之年看到他的救世军在全球受到极大的尊敬。
His own King Edward VII invited him to Buckingham Palace in 1904.
他的国王爱德华七世在1904年邀请他到白金汉皇宫里去。
All the persecution and the trials of previous decades must have seemed insignificant to Booth when he heard The King of England say,
他在听到爱德华国王所说的
You're doing a good work, a great work, General Booth.
你所做的事工是很好的事工，极其伟大的事工之后，所有他所经过的逼迫和试炼，看来对布夫将军来说似乎变得微不足道。
When the king asked Booth to write in his autograph album, the old man, now 75 years of age, bent forward, took the pen, and summed up his life's work.
当国王请布夫在一本签字本写下一段话的时候，这位已经是75岁的老人家拿了笔写下他一生事工的总结。
Your Majesty, some men's ambition is art.
他这样写着，国王大人， 有的人想要的是艺术。
Some man's ambition is fame.
有人想要的是出名。
Some men's ambition is gold.
有人想要的是金子。
My ambition is the souls of men.
我想要的是抢救人的灵魂。
Such sowing makes joyful reaping and is also a dynamic testimony to those outside the church.
这样的撒种会让我们得到收割时的欢呼。
How we love God and how we love each other and share our faith is the greatest attraction for people out there in a broken world.
对在我们这个破碎的世界里面，我们如何爱神彼此相爱，与人分享我们的信仰，乃是最有吸引力的。
When people see our lives, may they see Jesus Christ.
当世人看到我们的生命，希望他们能看到耶稣。
And may the love of Jesus Christ be seen in this world through you and through me.
希望借着你和我，这个世界能够看见耶稣的爱。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, Lord, thank you for this time of celebration.
在天父，我们谢谢你今天有让我们这样有一个能够来庆祝的机会。
I pray, Lord, that each and every person that's here today truly knows you as their Lord and Savior.
我很盼望在我们当中所有的人都能够认识我们的主耶稣基督。
In my cousin's death yesterday, we experienced the real purpose for life.
在这次我们去这个葬礼我们很感谢主，可以看到许多人能够经历到这个新的生命。
Gail Brown lived her life full throttle for Jesus Christ.
Gail Brown 她充满了活力，活到他最后的一刻。
And Lord, you blessed her and you've given her heaven with you.
我们谢谢你，你祝福了他，然后今天他在天堂与你同在。
What a wonderful promise we have as Christians.
我们谢谢你给我们这样的应许。
And may we rejoice, Lord, in you today.
让我们今天能够在你里面充满了喜乐。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名求，阿门。